You are listening to Real World News,
a global plan from the women of Villa Campesina to fight violence against women. Elizabeth Mofu is a chair of the Small Organic Farmers Forum of Zimbabwe, the country that will host the operational secretariat of Villa Campesina, and is participated in the 4th Women's Assembly of the Peasant Network. In an interview with Real World Radio, Elizabeth said that the women of Villa Campesina Africa aim at highlighting the role of women in most of the issues and challenges discussed during the first conferences, such as land grabbing and neoliberal policies, challenges women are also facing. Elizabeth insists on the rights denied to women and how in many situations women are left in a situation of insecurity when their husbands die and they have to take care of their children and land. The second day of discussions at the Assembly focused on the global context, especially violence against women, for example how women are often forced to have sex in order for them to get a job. Women are also demanding a deep change in national policies about traditional marriages, which should be recognized and respected, according to Elizabeth. When asked about the cultural argument used to maintain violence against women, she said that effectively women have less access to the rights enjoyed by men, for instance on education, and that men are paid better salaries and are given more responsibilities than women in the same position. So according to Elizabeth, the main message the women from La Villa Campesina want to convey is that women can do it, that is why we are campaigning for, we should be treated at the same level as men, she said.
This is Mrs. Elizabeth Mpofu from Zimbabwe. She's participating at the 4th International Assembly of Women, of La Villa Campesina Women. She is in Jakarta with women from other different countries. Elizabeth, you are talking to the audience of Radio Mundo Real. What is the message that the women from Africa, the peasant women from Africa, are bringing to this international conference?
First of all, I would just like to inform you that I'm the chairperson of Zimbabwe Smallholder Organic Farmers Forum, ZIMSOF, in short, which is also a member of Villa Campesina from Africa Region 1. Now, coming to Jakarta for the 4th Women Assembly of Villa Campesina, it is a very, very important aspect to us, especially the rural women, and most of the issues starting from yesterday, we've been discussing the challenges which the women are really facing, and also it's also continuing up to today, the second day, where we are also coming up with the action plan, what we intend to do to work towards the challenges which we are facing, those challenges which include the issues of our rights, which are being denied, especially the denial on use of our own seeds, the denial also of our resources, natural resources, the issue of land grabbing that is also being caused by some traditional cultures and also some policies which are not favorable to the women, especially when our husband dies, we are chased away from our farms and our children are also left to suffer in the hands of the poor women.
I know that in the session of today, of the second day of the assembly, you were discussing the global campaign on the violence against women. Can you tell us what this campaign is all about?
The campaigns we are talking about, it's that campaign which is focusing on the violence against women, because we are experiencing a lot of violence that includes sexy violence, because sometimes even if you want to look for a job, you are forced to have sex before you get the job. That is one of the campaigns. And we are also dealing with the campaigns for violence against women in such a form that we really want the policies, some of the policies to be changed, especially when we look at the issues of those traditional marriages and also comparing them with civil marriages, because some of these civil marriages are also putting pressure to the traditional marriages, whereby you cannot claim an inheritance using the traditional way of marriage. So we are really trying to come up with the strategies in these campaigns so that we also be recognized. And also that traditional marriage should be really, really recognized as a very, very respected way of marriage.
There are people justifying the violence against women and say that this is a cultural thing, that women should be submitted to men. What is your opinion on that?
I think my opinion to that, it's another thing which we are also campaigning it, because it has been going through for quite some time, so that as women, culturally, we are not allowed even to go to school to get that education like men, like boys. And now, to take lead also is a challenge. So we are saying, as women, the message today is women can do it. That is our campaign. We are able to lead. We are able also to, as long as we know how we are managing the families, we can also manage to lead the processes of whatever, because especially also in jobs, we are also working at the same level with men. But at the end of the day, we find out the men are respected, they are given higher salaries for, but you'll be doing the same jobs. So here, today, as women for Via Kambasina, during our second day in the assembly, those issues, we are trying to come up with action plans, how we are going to deal with those issues, because we should be treated at the same level as men.
You are listening to Real World News.